Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hoop baseballers, welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. Gonna be joined by my main man, my baseball buddy, my main compadre, Blake LaWatch today, at Blake LaWatch on Twitter, LAWATCH. We are going to be handling today's show. You can find the show and everything over at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. Or most importantly, you go over to hoop-ball.com, check out the website, get inundated, get involved into some forums. Make sure to get involved in the free content. We got health and transactional blurbs on the right-hand side. And then on top of that, tons of team coverage, team-specific coverage, and platforms for you to get all sorts of good news, information, and tools. Fantasy basketball is going to be wrapping up soon. Then I feel like the pressure of hoopball is going to be on Blake and I with baseball. And so we're prepping for that. So get on over there, check it out. Check out the premium content while you're there. $9.99 gets you the wager pass, so 33 cents per day, which is less than a latte. Unless you shop at one of those crazy-ass expensive places, then I guess probably not. But even at Starbucks, I think 33 cents a day will, that beats their value. So I would cut the frappes out of your diet and start looking at some gambling habits, because they're healthier and all that. So check out the Hoopball family. Come join Premium. Get involved in the Discord. Probably the best part of Premium, in my opinion. And it's a ton of banter. It's a ton of insight. It's a ton of opinions and questions that get answered. So go ahead and check that out. Try us out for a month. Let us know what you think. Then I'm going to harp on 5-star reviews at the top of the show. We've got the promo reads pre-recorded, so I'm going to drop that in the middle. But 5-star reviews are very important to us because we're starting to crack, our goal as far as where we are in the algorithm on Apple. And top 15 is where we currently sit. I said in 2 months' time, or by the end of the summer, I wanted to, be croaching into that top 5 territory. So we're going to need your 5-star reviews with words included to do that. And if you do that, screenshot it, send it to me at DALE007 or at Dan Bespris, the podfather, vice president himself, and let them know it's for the 5-star review cash giveaway. Just put that in the subject line and you'll get a chance to win some free cash. No strings attached. Free cash, NSA. So check that out. Try that out. Leave us a good old nice review. And if we truly need to improve on something, if you want to leave a review of, lesser than 4 or 3-star proportions, just tell us why. We aren't going to be mad at it. We can't be mad at it. You tell us what we need to do better and we would love to listen. So, and then you can also just shout me out publicly and call me out on Twitter if you need to. Also, just tell us how we can do it. Constructive criticism, of course. So Today's show is going to, like I said, feature Blake. We're going to run through the gamut of baseball. Probably going to move a little quicker today. There is a lot of it to get to. There's a ton of NBA also, so I apologize that we won't be able to get to that. But we're going to have our free play posted up on Twitter through the gaming account, and we're going to have one of our pros taking a whack at it. Blake's missed yesterday, which is unfortunate because I thought it was a damn good bet, and I was watching the game rooting for him. But all good things come to an end, but then better things come to fruition. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and bring Blake on in. We're going to see how he's doing. We're going to get rolling on this MLB card. So Blake, bud, how's it going, boss?
Oh, it is going just fine. Dude, I thought that free play of the day yesterday was a lock. I was shaking my head at how big of a lock it was, and then it didn't hit. It didn't even really get close.
Yeah,
it got 2/5 the way there.
Yeah. I would say the pitching kind of was the reason why, but it wasn't, because the pitching wasn't that great. And the hitters just looked awful in that game, from what I noticed. So, but you have been doing, you had that winner before it, and you've been, I've seen you in the Discord, so you've had some good roles lately. Man, I don't even want to go ahead.
I was sad a couple good days in a row until yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday wiped it all out, but it's the way it goes.
Yesterday, and this is just on my personal, personally speaking, yesterday was a really bad day. I don't even know if I really want to talk about it. But I went 4-17 for minus 20 units. So there's that.
Just yesterday?
Yeah, just yesterday.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Yeah, that was really bad.
That's a brutal day.
It is the worst one I've had in a while, so I can't really complain.
That's hard to believe.
I've had some really bad ones, but that one just kind of sucked.
Yeah, you know, that
Royals
suck.
Team total missed over in the Red Sox Mets. White Sox, I did a small, this was done, it was a late thing I added, but it was a White Sox and who was it? I want to say the Giants, White Sox Giants parlay that didn't, just a little two teamer that didn't hit. San Francisco Giants straight up, I was pretty high on them, so yeah, it was
weird day.
It was not good. I did Rockies hit the over the in the Cleveland road. Game, hit the over in the Cincinnati Dodgers game, hit the over in there was another game that I had the over in. Missed the over in New York and Baltimore. So, yeah, it was just a really weird day yesterday.
It was a weird day. The Reds are garbage on the road, and they beat the Dodgers in LA. The Rockies are horrible on the road. They beat the Giants. The Diamondbacks beat the Padres.
What are you gonna do? Another game I had the over in.
Yeah, Padres scored one run.
Mm-hmm.
Not much you can do on days like that.
Washington, Toronto. Scherzer giving up like 4 runs. I was on Washington, straight up. So, Philly. I picked the Phillies to win. Straight up, Houston and Seattle. I think I picked the over in that game.
Yeah, they scored 2 runs.
It was bad. Yesterday
was baseball.
Terrible. Made me a little less motivated for today.
Makes me more motivated for today.
And that's the two types of people in the world.
Yep. So. Got to bounce back. It makes me angry.
We got you covered, Hootballs. We've got each side of the spectrum. See, usually days like this where I'm less motivated or where I just am bouncing off of a really bad day or a couple run of day, this is usually where I do really well because I'm just like, nah, this one.
And yeah, you just kind of use your instincts.
Right. Just get back to basics.
Yeah, I've noticed my tally site plays. I do a lot better on tally site than I do my actual wager pass plays because tally site's just kind of instinct. I'm just kind of flying through it.
That's one thing I've definitely noticed since joining TallySite And by the way, since we're talking about Tally Site, I don't know if you got the email or not, but they are looking to open up and expand even more soon. So
I did.
Guys, and this is going to be a monetary, and gals, sorry, I don't like to leave anyone out. This is going to be a monetary tangent. So we apologize, or I apologize in advance. Blake has nothing to do with it. I'm stealing the show. But soon, Tally Site, our wonderful affiliate that you hear us talk about all the time, they're looking to help us, you know, here at Hootball and then all the other organizations they have affiliations with. You know, they're looking to put some coin in our pocket. So we find that very neat. We get on there. We're on there as an organization, the whole team here at Hootball Gaming, and we make plays. We make picks. I don't say bets because it's not where we place our bets, but it's where Tally Site is able to get database, you know, material from a ton of different professionals within the industry. And so we make our picks and our plays there, and it tracks and it logs and all that good stuff, tracks our earnings. And so soon our followers, y'all, will be able to sign up for a free account, and it'll be a place where you can go and get some information and insight from the top analysts on specific things. Say you want to go figure out who's the best Tampa Bay Rays analyst out there. Just search Tampa Bay Rays and you get some handicap insight on the Rays. And plus so much more. I mean, there's soccer, there's baseball, there's basketball, football. I'm sure they're going to add NASCAR. There's college basketball, college football. I mean, it's almost all there. Golf. So we are going to be hyping this up because we need y'all to get in there, sign up, boost up the Hootball side of things. Y'all have done so well with the wager pass and the premium stuff since we launched in this last year. So I have lots of faith in you to help continue this growth. So in rant, Tally Site's the crap. I was going to say the other word, but I didn't feel ballsy enough. And yeah, we got some baseball to talk about. Sorry, Blake.
That's fine. It's I'm excited for the Tally Site thing too. It sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. Sound like they really put a lot of work into this.
Yeah. They've been grinding really, 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 really hard. And one thing can be appreciated on that is like the whole Hootball Gaming and Tally Site. It's like, we're all coming up together. Like it's pretty neat. So shout out to Mike over there. Go check out Tally Site on Twitter if you haven't, or the website, you know. So, two games today begin before 1 p.m. Central Time, Standard Central Daylight, whatever it is. So, the first one being Minnesota and Cleveland, over-under set at 9, minus 120 for Minnesota's money line. Cleveland, the home dog. J.A. Happ, the lefty, 1.69 ERA, pitching for Minnesota. Then you've got Logan Allen, 6.28 ERA, 1-3 record, the lefty. Minnesota hits lefties really well. I might look at Minnesota's team total right off the bat just to see what's being offered. But they got four guys hitting over 400. Or I'm sorry, five guys hitting over 300, two guys hitting over 400. And Josh Donaldson hits 500 against lefties this season so far. Tons of exposure against lefties that we've seen with these Minnesota bats, and it pans out well. This Allen kid's not impressive. I tried to back him in his last start, and I wondered why I even made that decision. So at first glance, I'm looking at Minnesota. Minnesota's team total wouldn't be something I'd shy away from. It's at 4.5. Both are at 4.5 for both teams, actually. Plus money to Cleveland, minus 117, minus 115 in most spots for Minnesota. Blake, any opinion? This game's going to be on YouTube, so I'm sure there's going to be tons of people at work with a separate window open.
No real opinion. Logan Allen does suck. Jay Happ, we kind of trashed on him last pod we did, and he threw it in our face. That was the game we had the Pirates money line, the plus 180 or whatever it was. Yeah, he looked a lot better. Yeah, he looked a lot better in his last game. I was just looking at his velo added an extra tick on his fastball, which is a lot for a guy who, you know, throws low 90s. And his Statcast numbers just look a lot better today than it did last week. So I'm thinking you got to back the Twins in some way or stay away.
Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's going to be my general take on it also. A game I had the under on last night was Miami-Milwaukee, and it didn't happen. So I'm looking at today's game with question. Alcantara, who's starting to look really, really good on the mound for the Fish with Arms, and then Zach Godley, the righty, on the mound for the Brew Crew. Over-under right now is 8. Plus 105 for Miami, minus 111 in most spots. You're going to see a lot of minus 110s for Milwaukee as the money line. Looking back in the recent games that these teams played, there's been 8 runs scored and 9 runs scored. And both games have gone over the total in this series. Alcantara has looked really good. You know, I say that with his last start. Like, he looked just significantly better. Different life on his stuff, more control. So I think I might look at just go ahead and rolling with the over in this one also. And going on the side of the fact that the bullpens for both teams are about average. And Miami, at any given moment, like, I mean, they are a pretty dormant offense and they play small ball. But when it goes, it goes. And, you know, this series has been almost evenly matched other than the 8-0 blowout in the first game. Rubber match. So I think both teams are going to be nicking at runs. And trying to add them, you know, at any moment they can. So both teams probably want to win the series because winning series throughout the season equates to success. So any opinions on the pitching matchup or anything else involved in this game, Blake?
No, who did you say was pitching for the Brewers?
I'm seeing Zach Godley.
Okay, because I'm not seeing anything, and both the gambling sites I have up, including my bookie, don't have the game up at all.
I am looking at Action Network just so everyone.
You're on Action? Okay.
And I'll pop open MLB.com.
MLB doesn't have it, and a handful of websites don't have it. So I'm wondering if there's a change somewhere.
FanGraphs. I'll pull up FanGraphs, see what we
have. But regardless, both these offenses are pretty mediocre at best. I think yesterday's was definitely the outlier.
Yeah. Which is another reason for me to just be hesitant because it, and not to mention, there's still no Yelich. I don't think Lorenzo Cain's in. But for the year, the Brewers are 8-13-1 in regards to over-unders. Marlins 9-9-3. But the Marlins on the road, 6-4-2, you know, if trends and whatnot are your thing. And they've gone over in 3 of their last 5 with 1 push in there also. So
really? Yeah, I think if I took anything, I'd take the first 5 under, but I hate doing that, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of where all the leans are leaning towards.
I agree. Talk real briefly about this Cincinnati Dodgers matchup here. It's at 3:10 p.m. my time, so Central. Got Kershaw on the mound, got Sonny Gray. This is just kind of like a random sneaky game. It's like they just threw it in there, and it's a really good pitching matchup, even though Sonny Gray's looked completely like ass this year. But is this a get right start and like a you know, against his former team. He did pitch for the Dodgers, right? I'm not just.
I don't believe so. He pitched for the A's.
Who am I thinking of? Didn't he pitch for like the Yankees? Wasn't he a part of some like sort of?
Yeah, he pitched for the Yankees for
That's your all right. Never mind.
I think like a year.
Stupid point. Yeah, they like rented him. Yeah, I knew he got rented.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was the Dodgers.
Yeah, he pitched for the A's for a long time. They're the ones who drafted him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I love Oakland Sonny Gray.
I love
Oakland Sonny Gray. Okay, so never mind. He not a revenge. Don't listen to me. I honestly still think we could see a pretty good pitching matchup here. Cincinnati's just ruling the Dodgers. They've won two in a row against them, 6-5, 5-3, as a plus 164 underdog, and then as a plus 234 underdog yesterday. Both totals have gone over. They were set at 7 and 7.5. So I honestly just thought those numbers were way too low, even though Bauer and them other studs were on the mound. It's at 8 today. I mean, again, like I'm not trying to go with series trend theory here, but like over under 8, we've seen these two teams come out. And it's just like the Dodgers bullpen. Like, I don't know if you've seen Kenley Jansen, but he still sucks. And Brian Roberts is still, you know, just loyal to him. And Cincinnati's got some really good bats against left-handed pitching. I know it's Kershaw, but these big, like I said, like these big names have just been getting so roughed up this year. Scherzer just yesterday. Kershaw, I think, even has to begin, you know, this point even further. I think he got hit pretty hard in his second or third start somewhere. But I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, like, does Cincinnati sweep the Dodgers here? Like, is it worth a flyer at plus 175? I don't think it is, but I'm just trying to not do it, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to bet that with even a penny. I don't – Sonny Gray's not the guy to do it. I think that Padres series just wiped out the Dodgers and the Padres because they lost yesterday too. That four-game series they had.
That's a good point because that was like playoff baseball right there.
Yeah, they're in a little hangover mode. Sonny Gray has not looked good. Kershaw's been great. He got roughed up in his first game. That's one you're thinking of. Five earned runs against the Rockies.
Yeah.
Since then, he's been good.
Been pretty good.
I was looking at the first five lines. What did I see? Cincinnati's awful on the road. They averaged 1.6 runs in the first five. The Dodgers offense isn't as good as we thought it would be.
And yeah, they're struggling.
Yeah, you know, our under prediction that wasn't very popular isn't looking terrible right now.
Right. They've had some really bad success over the last week.
I mean, they started off hot, but they're only 15-9.
Yeah.
That's nothing remarkable.
How about the Royals? Like, just yesterday, they had the best record in the AL going into yesterday's games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's remarkable.
That and then they lost to the Pirates.
Yeah. Yeah, as they probably should have. But the Pirates they're a fun team to watch this year. But this Reds-Dodgers game, I got nothing on it. I don't trust the Reds to sweep the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I don't trust the Dodgers offense to do anything.
Like, it could be flipped. It could be the Dodgers going for the sweep against the Reds, and I wouldn't be.
Yeah, sweeps always do kind of make me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the next two games are going to feature the Royals and the Red Sox, so you know what that means, Blake.
That means two picks.
Yeah. And I wasn't really looking at this deeply. Pittsburgh's playing really good right now, actually. They're over 500. Mm-hmm. Mitch Keller's on the mound, though. I'm looking. Because Mike Minor's going to be on the mound for the Royals. He looked really good his last start. I wonder if it continues or if that was a one-start pop. I'd like to think it continues because the Pirates do struggle a bit more against lefties. I don't want to be bland and just go ahead and take, like, Kansas City minus 125 because, I mean, it's a quarter's worth of juice. But I'm not looking at a team total for Kansas City because I sucked on the one yesterday. I need to know the peripherals on this Mitch Keller kid because he does have a really high ERA. But if his...
Yeah, his expected ERA is two runs lower, but, you know, still in the fives. It's not pretty.
Still in the fives.
Yeah, his peripherals are not good, except for he throws the ball really hard.
Yeah, which the Royals got some guys that if they get a hold of a hard thrown ball, it'll become a hard hit ball.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, were we leaning on this one?
Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn. Like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the Weed Whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need. Down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting. I know Michael Taylor's probably going to get a couple hits, or he's going to have like, so like, I might look at Michael A. Taylor, that is, over or at least two runs, hits, RBIs. I'm not sure what kind of money's going to be put on that. Or juice, I should say. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm going to roll Royals. Mike Minor. I like his ability here. I mean, he's old as hell, but the gray beard looked, he was looking good last start. And I don't know, that sneaky power of the Pirates just needs to not hit today. And I'd be feeling good about that. But yeah, shop around. Yep. You might even get some late movement towards the Pirates, I think, because people saw them win last night. And then the fact of the matter is that, excuse me, people like underdogs. I mean, there's already been a ton of movement on the side of the Pirates. There's a lot of sharp money from what I'm seeing coming in on them. So if you want to try to wait on some value, I could see it going a little more towards Pittsburgh and getting into that minus 120, 115 range. And it might already be there in some spots for some folks who do better shopping than I do. So Royals, minus 120.
Yeah, I got a couple thoughts. How old do you think Mike Minor is? He looks like he's in his 40s.
I know he's probably like 35.
He's 33.
33, yeah.
He looks like he could be one of those gray hair commercials with a handsome man in it.
Right, with Clyde Frazier.
I have no idea.
I know there's people that are listening that know who I'm talking, that know about the what I'm speaking of. So.
I don't even know what that name is.
He was an old 70s, 80s basketball player. He became a color analyst and wore like these real colorful outfits.
And, he passed like a couple years ago?
Touch of Gray like commercials with
it. Okay, Smith, I think of different people.
I think he played for Portland. He played with, I can never remember his name. I don't know. Anyways,
I'm leaning first five over again. That was my play yesterday that beat me in the ass.
Yeah,
I'm leaning first five over again. It's over four even money right now.
Mm-hmm. And the full game, you know, is the Pirates 7.5 right now.
The what is
full game total? I was looking at that also.
Yeah, how are these bullpens?
Minus 115. The Royals bullpen's been
Kansas City's pretty middling bullpen. Yeah, Pirates have a pretty good bullpen. Just shoot up on ERA.
A stat on a broadcast for the Royals bullpen. I'm trying to remember it, but it was I think it was over like the last eight games. The Royals bullpen had only given up like a couple of hits and like I think it was like two total bases and definitely less than a one ERA. Like it was
dang.
They were pitching like crazy.
Yeah, but you know what's less predictable than baseball is bullpens. So
right.
Another reason I like first five. So I'm leaning first five over here. I might actually even put it in my wager pass. The Pirates scored almost four runs in the first five at home alone.
Yeah.
Until yesterday, of course, when they decide they don't like me.
Yeah. They do play really well at home. I should have taken that more into account. But what's done is done.
Yeah.
Royals.
What's done is done. They're going to be going hard to left field, too.
When they open up, we'll take a look at some player props for Michael A. Taylor.
Michael A. Taylor.
Boston, New York, the Mets, Nick Pivetta, Jake DeGrom, pitcher's battle, over under 7. Are we going New York Mets team total under?
No, because is he hitting? Is it in?
Yeah, it's in New York.
It's in New York, so he'll be hitting. So no, I'm not.
Because he'll rate.
Because he's apparently their best hitter.
Yeah. He definitely is. I can't believe that is what.
Dude, that last made me so. Because I saw it coming. I was watching the game. I saw he was like on deck, and he goes like. I forget who's even pitching. Oh, Eric Fetty. It's like 2-0 to the guy before DeGrom. I was like, oh my God, he's going to walk him. DeGrom's going to get a hit. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Team totals right now, 2.5 for Boston, 4.5 for the Mets, minus 105 for Boston's, minus 107. I'm sure you'll find minus 105s for the Mets. It sucks that I have to make a play on this game.
Yeah, sure does. These are the decisions you make.
Mm. Austin. I haven't taken them on the run line at all this year, I don't think.
Really?
I don't think I've done a single run line bet.
Like, at all?
Yeah. Well, maybe as a favorite. I'd have to look back. But I think I'm going to go ahead and roll +1.5 at even money today.
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually. I mean,
their pitcher is good enough.
Not looking good.
Then, ooh, man, I'm not doing good on Red Sox games. I'm doing really well on Royals games, but not Boston games. Oof.
Yeah, they've been very rollercoastery this year.
I think I might be right around 500. I got like, let's see. Yeah, a couple pushes. Wow. Couple pushes.
Yeah, I don't like any of these lines on this game whatsoever.
I'm not into it.
There's nothing right. I like about this game.
Taking the Boston run line at even money. That's what I'm going to have on it.
Yeah, I like that the most.
It could be a 3-2 game.
It's pretty much a bet on the Mets offense not scoring. It's pretty much all you're betting on there.
Right. And Nick Pivetta doing just enough.
Doing just enough, which he can do. He's had one good game this year.
Yeah. He's got a sub-4 ERA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I looked at his game log wrong.
Yankees, Baltimore. Do you want to spend a bunch of time on this one? It's your main, or main, however you say it. And then Kramer on the mound for Baltimore. Over under 9.5. And Yankees only a -154 favorite.
Man. If you had to predict what this line would be before the season started, it would not be that.
Yeah. Should be in the 200s.
Yeah, it would be a lot higher. It'd be the run line would be -140 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I'm seeing 110. Yeah, that's probably a stay away from me. I don't trust the Orioles anymore. They started off hot, but really they've kind of settled into what they are.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are going to be good. You're just kind of waiting for them to be good. And when's that going to happen?
Yankees, Orioles have the same record at 10-13.
Punt. That is crazy.
All righty. Washington, Toronto. And you know what? Shame on me. Yesterday, because I gave my do not bet list out a couple shows ago, and Washington, the Nationals, was on it. So that's why I lost that bet yesterday. So speaking of Washington and Toronto today, they got Mr. Fetty Wap on the mound. Steven Matt, the lefty for Toronto. Game's being played in Buffalo. So I might look at over 9.5. But after yesterday's events and me trying to bet on the Nationals again, this could be a complete punt game. Baseball note, I will be handwriting some observations and details about Steven Matz. I want to see how he settles in, what pitch he relies on, and see if he can't continue his decent start. He feathered out a little, tapered out towards the end of the, you know, like fourth inning, last start. So I think this is a good spot for him to maybe go ahead and get to like a 6th or 7th if he worked on those things that he struggled with last start. So more of just like a baseball observation in this game. Toronto's bats are hitting really well right now. So, and Trey Turner, he hit 2 dingers last night.
Yeah, I think Matt's going to have a bounce back, and Juan Soto's still out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This offense has been disgusting without him. Trey Turner is back.
Yeah. Trey Turner had a great game yesterday. He's my favorite shortstop in the majors, I think.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. They needed him back, him or Juan Soto, because without him, they were scoring 1 run a game.
I like him and Tim Anderson. Just like a Tim Anderson fan for some reason. Don't know why.
Are you? Yeah, he's fiery. I get it.
I like the way he plays shortstop. It's kind of Jeter-esque. Just kind of like hardworking, blue-collar, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I kind of like the under 5, first 5 in this one. I think 5 is a little too much because Matz, I think, will control the Nationals offense, especially without Soto.
What if Fetty gets swapped?
I think Fetty is better. I don't know. I can't quit him for some reason.
I can't. Like, he did trust him.
He looked okay against the Mets last game. His control was kind of all over the place. I felt like he walked everybody he saw.
Yeah.
No, he only walked two guys, but his pitch counts were high in every at bat, it seemed like. I think he's better than we think he is, and Matt's, I think, has got a big bounce back game.
How many home runs today for Vladdy Jr.?
For Vladdy?
Yeah. He had three last night.
He had three last night? I did not know that.
I think he had like seven RBIs.
Sheesh. Maybe I don't want to. Yeah. I mean, what, the player props aren't out yet, are they?
I don't think so.
I never look at home. Oh, yes, they are. I got them right here. Vladdy at one home run is plus 250.
Plus 250?
Two is plus 1650.
I don't think he hits two.
No. But that's that's a true gambler's bet right there.
I think he could get one.
He could get one, yeah, absolutely.
Because home runs come in bunches. Yeah, three last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, they do. Especially when you're young.
Yeah. Let's see. I was looking at something here. I was going to look at something, and I totally blanked on what it was. Damn, I hate when that happens.
Trey Turner home runs?
No, I was going to look and see. Oh, forget it. It was something about Vlad Jr. and Fetty. Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to see how Vlad does against righties.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, man. That's 369 against them on the season.
Damn.
And then here, I'm going to pop open his recent history with Mr. Fetty. See what kind of history he's got and if he's got some success. Getting to it. Only got a few.
And the wind will be blowing straight at the center field, 7 miles an hour.
What's up? You said the wind?
The wind will be blowing straight to center field, 7 miles an hour. Yeah. Humidity's pretty high, too. That'll help.
He's only got two at-bats against Fetty, and he's got zero hits against him. So.
Oh, so whatever. That means nothing.
You know? I don't know. At plus 250, I think it's worth a little sprinkle. I will say it's more likely that he hits a moonshot than him not hitting one.
Well, then take that money. What did I say? Plus 250?
Yeah. Washington's bullpen's pretty crappy too. So TBD.
Yeah. I think I like the under first five on that one. And I hate doing under first fives.
All right. Got some stuff to keep an eye on in that game. All righty. Oakland, Tampa Bay, the game of the unders. Tyler Glasnow, Cole Irvin, I think that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Cole Irvin. 2-2, 3.86 ERA. This kid's actually looked really good this year. I know his peripherals are probably average, but as far as some of the positions I've seen him in, like pitching in, high-pressure situations that he got himself into, I like what he's looked like getting out of those. Then you got Glasnow, who's just phenomenal to watch. Anytime the Rays play and he's pitching, I just love to watch this kid pitch. Just really dominating stuff, and he's been working on that different slider and whatnot he was talking about. So That's the fun stuff to watch in that game. Not really looking to bet it. I would say take the under. Could see it being definitely like a 4-2, 4-1 game. You know, I think it's pretty evenly matched up. Not trying to discredit Glasnow or high praise Irvin too much, but just the way these teams are managed. Bob Melvin, obviously, with Oakland, they're coming off that hot streak, kind of cooling off a little, but, you know, I think they can jump right back up in a solid momentum. So look for them to compete against Glasnow here in this spot.
I'm actually surprised that the Rays are actually the favorite in this game.
Plus 150 maybe we could.
Yeah, I thought we could get Tampa Bay getting the plus money. I think they are going to win. I think the A's are a bit in hangover mode after that 12 win streak. They lost one and then they barely won the next game. I think they were pretty lucky and then they lost yesterday in ugly fashion. So I like the under with you on that one. And I like the Rays to win, but the odds aren't nearly good enough for that.
Just so we know, Brian Gorman, the head umpire, games he's umped this year, the under has a record of 0-4. So
really,
I think it's time for the under to get one here.
So he's got that. He's 0-4 against the under?
Yeah, so the under has zero wins against him.
Wow.
Or while he is a lead ump.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think it's time to get it balanced out. The first four went over. So, time for...
I got you. I wonder if he just has a big strike zone.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or a small strike zone, I should say.
Is that how that would work?
Yeah. Backwards.
Guess we'll find out. Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of stay away. I just don't like the way the line's built in this game.
Yeah, I don't like the lines. I think it's more fun of a baseball matchup. And then for the A's, my parting point is the fact that they've got reliance on guys like Elvis Andrews, Jed Lowry, and Mitch Moreland, you know, to score bulk percentages of their offense production, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a weird spot, you know, like you said, they're cooling off, hangover effect. They got a lot of those old guys in there, the veterans, and we could see a dip from them that we saw pretty similarly to in the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking under or nothing in this game.
Yeah. 7.5 is not a lot of runs.
And yeah, it's not.
To like -115, -120 in it. But it's Glasnow. Which, I mean, he did give up some runs last start, so I don't know.
Yeah, he got blown up.
Yeah, just let's watch the game with a lean to the under. So
we'll yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
Philly, St. Louis. I broke the do not bet list again, and all hell broke loose yesterday. I just realized how many bets I placed featured team, and I don't know why. Don't know what I was doing. Featured wagers of do not bet lists and all that crap. So Philly, St. Louis, I'm absolutely not interested in it. I'm sour, I'm bitter, and I'm salty. So if you want to talk about this one, you can. Otherwise, I'm just going to go ahead and leave this one right out of discussion.
And I don't really know anything about this Oviedo guy.
Alrighty, perfect. Moving on. Seattle, your Mariners, two games above 500 against Houston. They got done on the mound. I love this kid. And then they got him going against Greinke. This will be a really awesome matchup right here. Over under 8.5, +175 for the Mariners, -210 for the Houston Astros. And the run lines right now, I don't see a ton of value in either one of them. -1.5 for Houston is at -105, +1.5 on the run line, -110 for Seattle. So I personally think that Seattle can win this game.
I personally don't. I think the Mariners have played way above themselves. They've had so many comeback wins. It's not reasonable.
Yeah.
And Greinke kind of owned the Mariners last game. Remember, Greinke had his season-high strikeouts that game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I bet the under, which felt so good at the time. And then it didn't hit because he pitched, I think, 7 innings. Or no, he went 8 innings, of course. So my strikeout under broke. I like the Astros in this game. What are the lines? What are we looking at?
-210.
Oof. Don't love that. Even the first 5 lines are ridiculous like that. Yeah, I would say I do like Justin Dunn, though. I think he's going to be good.
Might look
he's still at, young. He's got a way to go, but he's going to be good.
Might look at just something to maybe gain some data points on for the future in this game. I don't have an opinion. And then it's just kind of hard with these big name guys this year, in my opinion, that I just said I didn't have. But Zach Greinke, you know, like Max Scherzer yesterday, Glasnow got roughed up in his last start. We've seen Garrett Cole get roughed up a couple times this year. Like, it's just, it's really unpredictable right now. So
it is.
I know you'll probably be paying attention, obviously, with your Mariners involved, but we'll leave this one off the betting card also.
I won't be paying attention because I can't watch because I'm blacked out.
Oh, yeah. Duh. You can't.
Gotta hate them.
Radio broadcast, right?
Radio, but.
Come on. Radio ain't bad.
No, radio's not bad. I listen to it in the car.
Hell yeah.
But I'm not in the car for 3.5 hours at a time every night.
That's true. You can go chill in the garage. So I'm gonna have to backtrack because I didn't talk about the Cubs and the Braves because it always puts it at the top of my app whenever I'm doing
it.
Takes it out of time order. So they start at 6:20. That last game with the Marlins started at 7:10 p.m. here in the central part of America. Kyle Hendricks. Oh my god, I gotta say his name again.
Skip the first.
For the Braves, honestly, the Cubs suck. So, over 8.5. I think I was on the over last night and it didn't hit, but I've been on the over in every game in this series just because the Cubs bullpen is atrocious. They've lost 4 in a row. The only reason the over didn't hit last night is because they didn't score a single run. Had some guys out of the lineup. They got a chance of getting back in the lineup today, the Cubs. Hendricks just has not looked himself. So I'm not really impressed with a whole lot. You know, if we get Chris Bryant in, then I'm a lot more confident in the overplay. So real briefly, that's how I feel about that one. It's going to be on Fox Sports 1 tonight.
Yeah, I don't trust Hendricks mostly at this game. You know, he's never thrown the ball hard, so he's been a command guy. That's his thing. And you look at his plot charts, and they're just all right in the middle. You know, his sinker that he throws the most, It's red right in the middle, right in the middle of the strike zone.
Yeah.
So he just doesn't have his command this year.
It's bad. Anywho, we can move on from that one. Detroit and the White Sox. Casey Mize, one of the top prospects for the Tigers, will be going. Carlos Rodon, the lefty with his sub half row run ERA, 0.47. The guy's just been dominating. So this makes it really weird for me in this game just because we've seen this guy throw almost a perfect game and then he pitched pretty decent his start after that. So trying to figure out when the fall off is going to be. And the unpredictability in that makes me just kind of want to stay away from this game. Plus, you got a really top shot prospect like Casey Mize, who his last time out, he wasn't, you know, as good as he could have been. So he, I mean, look, maybe a little Kerry Wood type performance from a young guy. You know, that's always scary to have that possibility. So no opinion for me on this one. I know we got a lot of punt games here, but, you know, it's a big card, so we're not going to have a play on everything. So,
yeah, my favorite play on this one, the White Sox are a much better first five team. And they do have Rodon, his bubble. But the odds just aren't good enough. -0.5, -150 in the first five. That's not good enough.
Mm-mm. Not enough to do it for me.
I might lean over 4 just because I think the White Sox are going to jump all over Mize.
Yeah, they hit fastballs well, and he's got a really good fastball. So, San Diego and Arizona got the left-handed Weathers up against Tyler. Oh, I always, yeah, Taylor Widener, which I love this Widener kid. He's done really well for the Diamondbacks this year, and I believe Arizona has a chance of winning as an underdog again because, well, they got the slugging. I talk about their slugging a lot. They got some guys that can hit against lefties. OPS is starting to go up. Carson Kelly's hitting ridiculously right now. David Peralta, Escobar hits 429 against lefties. and they got some 700 OPSs in there and 800 OPSs. Now, if they can get a decent pitching performance from Widener, I think they're in a spot to win again. Like you said, the Padres and the Dodgers seem depleted from that series that they had. And I like for Arizona to perhaps get a good looking spot here.
Yeah, I agree. Ryan Weathers has just been so good, though. He's too young to be this good, this consistent. So he's going to pop here eventually.
Right.
Sooner rather than later, I think.
Yeah.
Taylor Widener's probably overperformed. His ERA and expected ERA are almost 4 runs apart.
Okay.
Which is, yeah. But, you know, every game is its own small sample, so does that really mean anything? Probably not. That's more season-long stuff, fantasy stuff, really.
Yeah.
I do like Diamondbacks' first half, or first five, they're plus a half, minus 110.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that, just because I think it's going to be low scoring, under 5, minus 125. I kind of like that, too.
Yeah. I've been on the over in every game in this series. Just because the Diamondbacks bats have been waking up. I thought last night was going to work because, you know, they scored those early runs. You know, they got 2 or 3 in the second inning or something. And then I was like, all right, cool. Now the Padres' turn to add some. And then they only added 1. So that ended up not working. I thought I had the right call, though. So I'm going to leave the total out of it. But, yeah, I like Arizona's shot at winning plus 145. And then I'm looking at over 4. I was hoping maybe it was like a 3.5 or so number. I don't like it at 4 on the team total for the Diamondbacks. But Arizona plus 145 presents a decent amount of value on it for me. So.
Yeah, I think you have to back the Diamondbacks here. Nothing. And the Padres just aren't getting enough
support.
Yeah, they're not getting enough juice to back them.
Yeah. Be real briefly on this last one, and then we can wrap this thing up. I'm kind of disappointed in the Giants. So, again, I'm bitter and I'm salty. Colorado shellacked them last night, put up 7 runs, overwent, hit at 12. And then San Francisco today, they're the minus 154 favorite. Over-under is 7, dropped from the 7.5. Marquez on the mound for the Rockies. Righty, 3.45 ERA. Alex Wood, the lefty, with his sub-1 ERA. It's at 0.75. Is Alex Wood going to continue to do really well? Like,
I think so. Why not?
The Rockies are they put up a lot of runs last night, but...
Yeah, his expected ERA is in the top 5% of the league. So it's supported. He's just...
The thing that worries me is that Colorado, like, they are really good against lefties, but I think that's skewed if you split it off. Like, they're really good at lefties at Coors Field. And this is a pitcher's ballpark we're in.
Yeah. You know, looking closer at Alex Wood, he's thrown a slider a lot more this year. And that is getting some results. Launch angle is minus 7 on that. So people are just hammering it straight into the ground.
Wow.
Batting average is 0.42 on it. And he throws it. He's throwing it 10% more than he did last year. He's throwing it almost 40%.
Yeah.
So it's a glass now. Yeah. Same trajectory as glass now, kind of, with that slider that's just dominating.
Yeah. Well, he's had a really, really good start to the season, that's for sure. Looking, yeah, he's 2-0. I know there's a couple of games that he could have got the win, but the Giants let it go.
Giants offense isn't good enough to rely on.
But I mean, they are 15-9 right now. This Rock,
yeah, they're doing it.
9-14, like we projected, they were probably gonna be one of the worst in the NL and definitely the worst in that division. So. Obviously, too much juice to back the Giants and back-to-back nights. You know, they kind of irritated me last night. Alex Wood, the lefty, but Colorado hits really good against lefties. There's some conflicting data. you know, ending it with a dud, I'm going to have to punt on this one also. Just give you a nice umpire stat while I do it, though. CB Buckner, the home team has a money line record of 0-4, and the under is 3-1. So the under hits a lot, and the home team sucks a lot when he refs or umps. So,
you know, I'm leaning first five for the Giants minus a half. They, because Wood is good. Obviously, Herman Marquez is average, whatever. They're on the road. Who knows? They're not going to score any runs, probably. But the Rockies offense has 145 total plate appearances against Marquez. They have a .331 average over 145 plate appearances.
Nice.
Like, that's a significant amount.
Yeah.
402 WOBA.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm rolling with you on that. I actually was able to find it as a pick. But minus 110. I like that a lot. Or minus a half. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Minus a half, minus 110. I kind of treat it as a pick in my mind.
Yeah. It's technically the same. I don't know why I said that. Excuse me. Throat got dry there. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I locked that in right there. Cause I like that. I like that data on Marquez. I don't think he's that solid of a pitcher. So I'm okay with jumping on that.
No, he's just a roller coaster. His whole career, he's been up and down.
Yeah. So sweet. Thanks for finding that, Blake.
I like it.
A little something on the last game. Cause I honestly,
the nightcap. That's a game where I bet it. And then I go to bed and then I wake up and hope to see good news.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. Those are the fun ones. It was a big, sizable card, but there's just not a lot of value in today's slate, to be honest.
I don't like the way the lines are built today. A lot of them are not enough payout.
Yeah, the odds makers not helping the little guy out at all.
Yeah, you know, I think odds makers probably had a good night last night with how weird baseball was.
Oh yeah, and that's probably why they're a little more forgiving today.
Yeah.
They can hold on to more of it.
Well, once you make money, you got to make more and more.
Right.
I assume. I don't know what that's like, but that's what they say.
Something to keep an eye on. So that way, when the value starts returning, we can make sure to pinpoint that.
There you go.
So the psychology within sports betting, y'all, it's also
a fun part
of what we like to break down.
It's fun.
Understanding how it all intertwines and works. So you make bets, they make money, they make numbers, you make bets, you make money. Mm-hmm. It's all.
Dude, maybe being an odds maker is the way to go.
Yeah. I had a brief go of it and then I had a few people clean shop on me and I was just like, all right, time out.
So yeah. Yeah.
You gotta get lucky too as an odds maker.
Mm-hmm. So at least you got the VIG on your side.
Yeah. There's always the VIG. Gotta love the VIG. Well, sometimes. But. All righty. Well, we're not going to get into NBA today, so we apologize. I said it at the top of the show that we probably wouldn't, but do not forget the promo codes and then all the other goodies I talked about at the front of the show. Want to make sure that we get those promo codes used and they're used by you so that way we can give you stuff and continue to give you guys stuff. So don't forget to follow Blake at Blake LaWatch on Twitter, LaWatch, Blake spelt like normal. And then you can find me at DALE007. And Hoopball Gaming is the page for the show. That's going to be at Hoopball Gaming. Don't forget the website. Don't forget your wager pass. And don't forget all the other stuff that we were trying to sell you throughout the show. Check out Tally Site. Get inundated with them. If you have questions, I would definitely point them to Mr. Mike Valdaterra. He's awesome. Find him within the Tally Site ranks. Let him know if you have questions and then that we sent you. You know, always mention that. So share the love, y'all. Blake, you have any last parting words before we wrap a bow on the show?
I hope baseball is more normal today.
Yeah, no kidding, man. yesterday had me feeling a type of way.
So. Yeah, I bet it did. It had me feeling type of way, but not your type.
Yeah, had me feeling all kinds
of. Or not to the extreme that you felt.
You don't know my type. So.
No, I don't.
I got lots of types. So.
That's healthy. That's good.
Yeah. It keeps the. And never mind. We're not good. We're not getting in there. All right. So this is where we say goodbye. Thanks again for the listens, the support. Please do remember those 5-star reviews. Help us out in the algorithm. It's only going to help you out in return because we're going to be able to give some cash away. Screenshot your reviews, please, and thank you. Again, this is Today in Sports Betting. We will see you in the next one. I'm sending you all my good vibes, all of my good energies. Like always, let's be safe, let's be kind, and let's win money today. Let's get some normality. Blake, you have a great Wednesday, and I will talk to you soon, bud.
Yeah, man, you too. I'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.